Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
49663.
Okay, 49663. All right, thank you, sir. And one moment, please. Excuse me, if you'd also please provide your first and last name.
Kurt Walsh.
All right, thank you. And one moment, please, while I access your account. All right, sir, I'm still trying to access your information. I apologize for the delay. All right, let's see here. All right, for security purposes, please verify your address.
10420 Chippewa Landing Trail, Manton, Michigan, 49663.
Okay, and thank you for that information. All right, and one moment, please. Okay, let's see. All right, I'm still accessing the remaining portion of your information here. Let's see. All right, so I've gotten an account located that is showing your name and your address, the shipping and billing, and the system shows that you're calling us about shows the gadget offer for the tablet. That's what the call is regarding. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
You're calling us about the gadget offer for the tablet?
Yeah, the obvious ripoff for some tablet. You know, I didn't order that. Didn't want to do that. How do you guys get away? How did you get my how did you got why did you bill me $39.99?
The $39.99 is showing as a discount shopping membership charge.
I never ordered it.
Okay, before I get you transferred over to the fraud department, do you remember paying $7.95 to shipping and handling, which is how this started?
No. Shipping and handling on what? I've never received anything.
Okay. Allow me just a moment, sir, to note the account. I can get you transferred to fraud if you can please hold the line.
All right.
Okay. Okay. I do apologize, sir, for the wait. Allow me just a moment. Have to know why I'm getting you transferred over if you can continue to hold.
Why does it say Swedish doctor appointment? That doesn't sound anything like a laptop or anything. Why do they bill me $39.99 for a Swedish doctor appointment?
We provide customer service here to about 400 online companies. So the best that I can explain is it's a merchant name. But if you don't remember paying the shipping and handling, then I will have to get you transferred to the fraud department.
Well, I didn't. Okay.
Yes, sir. You said that you didn't order it. That's why I'm transferring you to the fraud department.
Okay.
Okay. Just one moment.
It appears, though, I'm with the fraud. You know, you guys did it without my, you know. Why do I have to go to a fraud department when it's you guys that did it? You know, you obviously know all about it and can see it, and I didn't order it, didn't get nothing. So, you know, why do I have to go to a fraud department? You guys are the fraud. I want to talk to you guys to take that fraud off my account. Hello?
All right, sir, I do apologize for the wait. It's a little bit of a process. I have to note the account for the call and get the call set up, and you will be transferred over to the department that will be able to further assist. So if you allow me just a moment, I'm getting that call set up. Just a couple of more minutes. All right, Mr. Walsh, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's taking so long?
This is a recorded line, sir. I have to get the call set up so that I can get you transferred. We're a third-party call center. We don't do any billing or shipping, and we don't order over the phone. So this was something done via a website. The fraud department will be able to further assist.
Okay. Let's get there.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and please hold for the transfer.